Hi, this is Anna, and this is Check It at the Round Table, where we discuss movies, books, music, and stuff. Today we are discussing Star Trek Nemesis. This is one of the series of videos made before Star Trek. It follows Jean-Luc Picard as he journeys to take care of the Romulan-Remus conflict. It's very interesting. I like this one because it asks, what is our better self? And it's about Jean Picard having a clone of himself that was made to come and infiltrate and take his place so that they could undermine the Starfleet. But the thing I liked about this is it says, who are you and who are you going to be? Like, if a clone is going to do something bad, would you have done the same thing in his place? And I'm personally a huge fan of Data, have been since a child. Okay, weird quirk there, but I'm also a huge fan of Spock, who trumps David, Trent's Data, no offense, but yeah. So, Data's cool, but Spock is cooler. So, you know, they're kind of my two heroes from Star Trek. I'm just saying. But Data brings up the important point in this episode that just because your clone does something doesn't mean that you would have done the same thing in their situation because you have a different character bank than they do. Just saying. And I also like the fact that at the end of this show, Data pulls through and shows humanity as an android in a way that most humans wouldn't, because he jettisons himself through an airlock, goes onto the enemy ship, and does what Picard doesn't want to do because Picard's frozen because he just had to kill his clone. So I'm just saying, you know, I'm really not sure the hesitancy there with Picard, because I'm going, well, if I knew my entire crew were going to die, I would not be sitting there questioning myself. You know, I would just be taking care of the radon issue because there's a lot of people going to die if you don't. So move yourself and deal with your conflict later. You know, there's always therapy afterwards. Just saying. So anyway, I liked this show. I would give it probably an 9 out of 10. I don't really get Commander Troy. And there are some things that you might want to skip in this, especially if you have kids, regarding a mind melting that is not appropriate. I skipped it and I'm an adult, so there we go. But anyway, I do like Commander Troy and her husband show up. I think his name is Will. Yes, Will. In Picard, the new series, which I just binge watched this Friday and Saturday, and I'm just saying it's totally awesome. If you haven't seen it, it's way, way cooler than Star Trek Discovery, which I thought Star Trek Discovery was cool, but it has a lot of PTSD related issues in it, and I just wasn't up for that. So even though I admire the plotline of Star Trek Discovery, I way like Picard much better. Plus, I like the fact, I'm going to do that in another review, because this is on Star Trek Nemesis. We've got to stay on topic, people. So, Star Trek Nemesis, this video is the one in which Data dies, or sorry, film. But he dies in such a brave and courageous way that, if you're going to go that way. I'm just saying. So, I give this again a 9 out of 10. I don't really get the whole clone thing. I mean, they made him try to be this big bad dude, and when they way overinflated him, in my opinion. Not that enemies and evil dudes aren't overinflated, but really that much. And the shiny suit was a little much for 2009. I'm just saying, I could see it in the 70s and 80s, but 2009? I mean, really? You know? Just saying. So, and maybe this was a republication of it, and that would explain why it's such a strange outfit. I'm just saying. But, yeah. So, can't recommend this enough. Again, you might want a fast-forward button for a couple of parts. But still, really cool movie. Love Data. Always have. Always will. There we go. On and out. Bye.